debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Breaking news, Manscaped now sells beard products. That's right. They're once again revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Trust me, I think I need one. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped's products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to manscaped.com and using Bubba as your promo code for 20% off and free shipping. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit is waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. The titanium-coated T-blade is tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. Don't forget about the beard shampoo and conditioner. You need to remember that your beard hair is different. It's more coarse. It's easier to damage than the hair on your head. Cap the kit off with some beard balm. The Pro Beard Kit comes with three free gifts, plus a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Just use promo code Bubba. Manscaped Beard Hedger. One stroke, one guard, 20 lengths. Welcome to the very ultra, in fact, I think it's the most exclusive thing that we do. The Monday exclusive Bubba Army podcast. Me, Lummy, Blitz, Anna, maybe some Red.
Yes, sir.
Seems like Red's the only one that doesn't fuck with me around here.
I don't fuck with you.
Yeah, you don't fuck with me. You know what? Let me take that back. There's two people that fuck with me. And you two know who you are. Two have become one. One have become two.
You put it together.
Yeah, no
Do you regret it now?
Kinda.
Why? Don't say that.
It's just made you guys both more emboldened.
Huh?
It just made both you guys, you know, more powerful.
What?
Yeah, it's like, you know, what's stronger, Lummy? One person or two?
Two.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Today on today's download, it's a show, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking about the fact that we were on Howard today. We will be talking about why I was on Howard today. We'll be talking, and I'm gonna add. I just want everybody to know, not necessarily the listeners, but my employees, that I got so much going on right now. And I got this big fucking whodunit here at the building. And I need positivity. I really do. I got things that you guys don't even know about that I got going on.
Oh.
And none of it's bad. It's just that, well, the building thing's kind of shitty. And
I'm not bringing it up.
No, really. We're not going to bring it up.
Okay.
But if you guys could just even stop the little snide, you know, I know the wire doesn't work. I know why. Like, if you guys can you guys just stop that? Because I think it's funny to an extent, but I'm trying to remedy that. And
we know you are.
You know,
yeah, it's not for lack of trying.
Yeah.
So like, just realize that I'm very fragile right now. Sorry. I have that project that's going on in the green room that I'm very involved in. That's taken a few turns here and there. Mostly for the good. I got this building situation And so just if you could just in the back of your head, I'm not saying don't bust my balls like I'm on, because I don't want to make that rule where you can't bust my balls, because that's a large portion of our show. We fuck with everybody.
Right.
Seems like I get fucked with the most.
But like today, what we said, like that wasn't fucking with you at all. Like we found something new, and you know, we just said.
I know, but if you could just, you know, maybe keep it off my plate, because I know about it, and I'm working with it.
Right, but part of that information also is to like remedy the situation. Like, hey, don't leave this here or there because of this.
Yeah, you have an interesting way of getting information to a person in a positive way that comes across negative. What you think is funny and is sometimes, you know, just hurts my feelings.
I'm not even trying
to make it about that. I'm very frustrated about that situation. I have gone out and bought a lot of shit to try to handle this.
Sorry.
And these little fuckers, I can't get them.
I'm not bringing this up, by the way.
Don't bring this up on the air.
You know, I'm just going to go ahead and tell everybody. We have 10 minutes ago,
it was never bring this up on the air. Well, guys, I'm telling you right now, I don't want to talk about it on
the
air.
I'm just going to tell you, we have a rat problem. And I am these little fuckers. I got traps up. I got glue traps up. I got Big Red on the deal. I got the merch crick on the deal. I got fucking Blitz on the deal.
Yeah.
I have bought the snapping traps. I've bought the glue traps. Mm-hmm. I bought the bait. I bought the spray.
Double-ended deal?
The spray. I brought the double-headed deal that's supposed to smash your fucking heads off.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about this. They're so good that they can get in and get out and not get smashed.
Yep. Yeah, they get smart.
Fuckers.
You know what else they do, too? So, like, with rats in general, if they find a new food source, they'll send one rat to go eat it, and they'll wait a few days. And then if the rat doesn't die, then they'll all go eat it.
But that's what I did Friday night.
If the one rat dies, then they won't eat it anymore.
Oh, fuckers.
That's what I did Friday night when I was with the drug situation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got to let someone else do it. Wait 30 minutes. They're still kicking. I go, okay.
So you, Friday night at the music festival, we're not going to mention what, but you're probably interested in A. And so you let your friend take A.
Yeah.
And see how that goes for a little bit. And if they're like they're having a good time.
Waited about 45 minutes.
And then it seems like A's treating them right. Then you're like, I'll take some A.
Yeah, so I'm smart like a rat.
You are a rat. You're rat-like.
What the hell? I never rat anyone out.
No, it's not. Listen, ratting somebody out and being a rat is two different things. Fucking rat. I think we got about six of them in the building.
You know, Bubba, there's probably only two.
I'd say one or two.
Yeah. But they're just really quick, and they seem to be everywhere. But there's only two of them.
It's going to be none.
Lum,
yes.
Can you look up a fucking service? I'll pay whatever the fuck it takes.
Rat be gone.
Did you have a gun?
Do they tent the building? Like what the fuck? What? Don't they have to find out where they're coming in from?
They have to
first?
Find the.
Do you know where I think they're coming in from? I told Blitz where I thought they were coming in
where,
from.
Where, Bubba?
Where Nash's girlfriend hit the side of my building.
I knew it. That's what I was thinking too.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did we have this, Blitz? You've been in this building since 2017. Have we ever had it this bad?
Oh, definitely. Not that I know of.
No, never.
No.
And I've been in this building since 2011.
Like every now and then, there'll be like a rat that happened to get in.
One.
Yeah. But we used to also have a lot of cats outside, and I think they kept the rats away. But there's no longer cats outside.
Just ducks.
Yeah, fucking
ducks everywhere.
Bella has destroyed our whole ecosystem.
Way to go, Bella.
I wasn't going to say that.
Bitch.
I wasn't going to say that, but that would be negative, so I did not say
I'm
that.
I'm glad you didn't. I did say it, but when I say it, then just leave it there. Don't fucking reiterate
it. I'm not.
It.
I disagree with that. That's uncalled for.
Bullshit.
Also, did you drug the goats?
No. What do you mean?
Wow. I don't know. They looked very disoriented.
What do you mean?
Out there when I went to go feed them the rotten fruit.
I haven't even had any. I have not seen those. I have not interacted with those goats in over 2 weeks.
They were fine when they got up.
Baby looked like he was dead laying there.
Yeah, that's what Blitz said.
But then, like, second we got out there, he moved.
He just looked a little wobbly.
Are they cold, baby?
No, cold. It feels good out.
Were they in the sun?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were just sunning themselves. I know.
Okay. They just looked like they were dead. I mean, they're totally fine.
They looked like they were sedated.
So do they love to be in the sun?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, will they just literally lay in the, like...
Oh, yeah. That baby was just sprawled out in the middle there, just sunning.
Yeah.
Where do they sun? Like, up top?
They go up top sometimes.
But there's probably a little shade that covers up top, right?
Yeah, it's shady right now.
So you know where the tires are?
Yeah.
Yeah, with that ramp, ramp area.
The old ramp?
Yeah. Yep. He was just laying right there.
Yeah.
Perfect sun. They like a tan.
Until I put Bella in there, and then, shit.
There goes their tanning.
Have you ever seen that, how that goes?
Yeah.
What? Does it make you sad?
Yeah. Lummy likes it.
Being positive, Bloods.
I am. That's what I said. Well, like it.
Bella will run them around the fucking farm 3 or 4 times.
Hey, it's exercise.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah, it's positive exercise.
So we got rats, and they're eating the Cheez-Its and ketchup packets.
They eat all of your Nutter Butters.
Two cases of them. 2 cases.
Yeah, not that you would need them anymore.
How do they eat 2 cases of Nutter Butters?
I know.
That's true.
And what I was saying today is... In the kitchen, all that stuff, all those treats that were sitting up in the kitchen, all have rat.
These
gotta
be the fattest fucking rats ever.
Yeah.
These things are just eating so much.
Gaining brain power because they're just eating all the food.
Blitz, why don't we put a couple of those snap their fucking heads off traps right by, like, literally right up there on the counter by the food.
I agree.
And it may freak out Anna when she sees a rat ass hanging out the fucking hole.
I'll get over it.
But
it's better
than
having them run around.
Because this is a positive thing. This is a cool thing.
But just not denoting things.
Yeah,
positive.
No, it's very cool. They're in the AC vents.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. That's a positive.
That's where they're at.
What do you mean?
It's not like you
they're
need
actually
the AC
in the vents
in Florida.
Yeah.
So how do they
I was trying to keep it off your plate, but the AC for me and Rhett in here has not worked for like a month.
Oh, the rats will keep them off your plate because they eat everything.
It's been like 80 something degrees in here every day.
So now
I've kept it off your plate.
How do they get in there?
They chew themselves in there.
Yeah, they chew themselves in the tubes, and now they're using the tubes to get all around the building.
And they use all that for their bedding.
Yep.
They have bedding.
So do we need to put traps in the tubes?
I mean, probably.
God, that would smell so bad if one died.
Well, Blitz is saying the fucking AC doesn't even work because they blew the AC
up.
But
can you imagine if they get one in here and it just filters through the AC vent?
It's going to smell like decaf to the shit.
I have rat bait, but I don't want to put rat bait out because there's places like in this whole hallway over here that we can't get into. Like, there's no access to that hallway back here. So if they die in there, we're screwed. So I have not put bait out.
Mm-hmm.
Traps are fine because they'll get caught in the trap and they're there. But
are you okay, Bubs?
No. So, I mean, will you be more proactive on this?
I have been.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have. I stayed late Friday putting up more traps.
Have you caught any?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I looked this morning.
I did too. I thought I had one and now how do we now once
the,
we
so the main thing is and I told Rhett this, like, cuz the garbage can next to him, I said make sure there's no food that stays in it. No food in garbage cans. Just don't leave food sitting out. If you have food, put it away or put it in a fridge or something, cuz they're going to eat all the food
they'll
around.
They'll probably eat right through the fridge. Though, is fucking tougher rats we got.
Yeah, man, these things are fucking tough.
They're open that sumbitch up and just start eating.
So how do we get now? Do they travel to? Do they get out of the air conditioning ducts?
Yeah,
yeah. That's almost like because it's cool. So then that's where they pretty much go back in and sleep. It's almost like their little home because it's really cool.
So now can we get Travis? Now can we once we get rid of them? Can we get Travis to come in? Because I got to think that it's not very efficient.
Right, well, there's gonna be holes in the AC vents now, so they'll put the patch those up. We could just use that. Like, honestly, if they're just small holes, that silver tape is fine.
Aluminum do they tape. Have companies that...
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's all truly all those guys come in, but
they're going to do
traps.
About what we do now.
Yeah, yeah, all the things that they keep saying is traps.
Like the glue and, traps and the, yeah. And the cut your head off traps.
And then they come in and just look at the traps. Yeah,
that's really all they're going to do, so... Yeah.
I need to buy more. Blitz, do I need to buy more fucking traps? And which ones are the glue traps better than the cut their heads off traps?
I think they're about the same, to be honest. So the only thing I'm worried about the glue traps, too, is like if they get like one hand or a tail caught on it, Then they run. So, like, if they're in the ceiling or something, they'll run to a place you don't know where they're at with the trap, and then they die somewhere else, too.
Whereas if you cut the head off, I mean, the...
They're right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to buy some more. Can I buy, like, 100 of those?
Yeah. There's only two rats, so you don't need 100 of them, but yeah.
I mean, the more of those traps I buy, the better chance we have.
Yes.
To get, I mean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what do we have now? I think we have maybe 4 of those.
I think there was one in engineering. I think Merch Creek put one in there. There's glue traps in there and in the old studio.
Now, do we want the electric one, or do we want the one that has the what's that?
The shocker.
Do we want the electric one, or do we want the one that, you know, has the big jaws on it and they go inside the little tunnel and it gives them the good news?
I mean, I would assume the jaws one, but I honestly don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Zap the shit
problems that most of you don't have to deal with.
I bet you a lot of people do.
I'm trying to find the ones that I bought that work good. I've caught two. And the ones that we've mm-hmm. the ones I bought, two. And it looks like it's a pretty bad deal. Now, how about these outpost, you know, those little boxes that we have, Blitz, the outpost.
Yes. Those are bait stations.
Should I get some of those?
I have some here that I'll put out. And then also we need to either find the key or I'll look in how to open the ones we have to put new bait in them.
Okay.
Because each one takes a different kind of like little key thing.
Although they do?
Sometimes you can just pry them open with a screwdriver, but.
Yeah. We should have told Howard, ones. Hey, Howard, I mean, you know, what guy doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame who's got rat-infested studios?
Does it really?
Live from the rat-infested studios, it's the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. And I know you had a lot of things that happened over at Cox. You guys didn't have rats, I promise you that.
Different kind of rats.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking right.
We did have an animal problem at one point, though, for sure.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Dude, most
I
buildings
remember.
Do it at one point or another.
But when you look at that video I sent you, 213, it shows, like, the rat going in before it gets electrocuted.
Can you send it
to me?
Oh,
my God.
Resend it to me. And this is on podcast, so we can do anything we want.
But, like, for real, the past few weeks, like, a couple of our security cameras, like, have just stopped working randomly and some other things. But
oh, I know.
We're good, though.
It's
We get it. Oh, hey, no problem.
There you go.
It's brand new electronic rodent trap called the Mon Trap.
The rat.
Unlike other
Yeah.
The Mon Trap.
But the payoff is toward the end. Yeah, go in there, you little bastard. See? Oh, I love this thing.
I love this little thing. I think I got a little
hidey hole. See, it's like Blitz said. He's eating a little bit out of it, feeling comfortable.
Feeling good. Little rat fucker.
Just
glad you're feeling good. You're a little rat. You're a dirty fucker.
I feel like
rat.
Ours are way bigger, huh?
Yep, see you guys later. Oh, there's more food. Yeah.
Oh!
Yes!
Dear God.
That guy picked up quick, too. Goddamn.
Now, are those spikes?
That just traps him inside of it, I think.
Oh.
Does it actually kill him or no?
It's supposed to kill him.
Oh, okay.
Hit the switch. Pop. Dead little bastard.
Oh, it's like it's
last night we set up the electronic Mon Trap in the barn. You can see that the front door is down and the light is blinking red. We caught a huge rat. This trap worked perfectly. It's very efficient at dealing with rodent problems. Now, I don't want the rat we caught to go to waste, so I'm going to feed it to wild animals. Let's go set up the motion cameras and see what comes along and enjoys a rat meal.
Probably a big
possum.
I don't want those things around here either.
Well, yeah, you do. Possums are good.
Possums are good.
Yeah, possums are actually really good.
Yummy.
They don't carry diseases at all.
And they're actually nice.
They're nice, and they eat. They look mean as hell, but they're nice, and they eat all kinds of bugs and dead animals.
Yeah, they eat mosquitoes.
This is a rat bonanza here.
Yeah, this guy's
bonanza.
Okay.
Possums look disgusting, though they look mean, but they're not.
With the electronic Mon Trap. Overall, this is one of my favorite battery-powered traps because of that sliding front door. Yeah, it keeps the animal inside, and it works well.
Get rid of them
silly
rats.
So I recommend
it.
I'll put a link down below. On this channel, I test out every mouse and rat trap I can get my hands on. I posted over 700 videos on YouTube, and currently I'm posting new videos every Monday and Friday.
Jesus Christ, he's got 700 videos
on
rat fucking traps.
So if you want to see the best videos on how to catch mice, rats, squirrels, chipmunks, moles, voles, and gophers...
I want all of them. I want to catch every fucking one of those.
Stay tuned.
Oh, catching kangaroo rats.
We'll set up our mouse trap.
put some seeds.
Our rats would laugh at that. Our rats are running our fucking...
They wouldn't fit in that thing.
Set up the trail camera. And the door's closed. We caught something.
Fuck that. I want a real rat trap.
Fuck that.
I mean, I want one of the...
And the front here will slam down like a guillotine.
Oh. I'm trying to find on his videos, of his 700 videos.
Well, they say you shouldn't make a mountain out of...
Yeah, this is what Blitz is going to get
us.
This is what Blitz is going to catch you with, some medieval shit. Look at this.
Wooden
in the barn
box.
With this very old-style mousetrap. Now, an example very similar to this one is in the collection of the National Museum of American History.
That rat trap ain't shit. Okay, hold on here. So he goes in there and he eats it.
Oh.
Oh.
He should hire this guy.
Oh, this is the kind that we have.
Today for Mousetrap Monday.
This is the kind we have, Anna, but it has two of them on each. Like they're.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tunnel.
We're going to test when activated.
This really gives the rat the good news.
Oh,
like
damn.
This thing really. Like,
that
let
should
me,
be perfect.
Let me, let, back when we used to do pain games, I should made have
that's like
made
a
you
fucking bear trap.
I should have had you put your hand in there because it's violent.
Let's go set up the motion cameras and see if we can get a rat.
Oh, I can't believe this is not gone. Boy, that rat's really fucking brazen, is he not?
Mm-hmm. That motherfucker's at the BRN.
Yeah. Hold on.
Eating Nutter Butters.
I think he's going to get the good news real fast here.
Me.
What the fuck?
On the second night, the trap worked much better.
Ready? See, Blitz, mine... My traps, they eat the peanut butter, but don't do the tripwire willy.
Yeah, they're smart.
They know how much pressure to put on it. Well, but this one,
on the second night,
your smartphone.
What?
I sent you one that alerts your smartphone. It's on his website. I'm looking at all his rat trap ones.
It's video 594.
Our friend, Mr. Pirate Bert, will try to get
one of that.
He'll stick his head inside there, trip the trigger. And when he does...
Oh! Look at that!
That works very well.
You think?
Today for Mousetrap Monday, we're going to test out...
Hold on. Mousetrap Monday.
Mouse and rat traps ever invented. I featured this trap before, the A24 made by Good Nature CO2 canister right here. Every time a mouse or rat sticks its head inside, it's hit with a plunger powered by the CO2. Then it resets so you can catch many, many mice and rats. I'm going to open this box and show you how this trap...
I need to order about 14 of these fucking things.
Plunge them up.
Hell yeah. Let's see how it works.
It's made in New Zealand. Ooh, there's the clean. And here's the retrofit smart cap right here. Next, we have the smart trapping kit. Let's take a look inside, see what's
inside.
That screws on the end and harness the trap. So here's a cardboard red edge. Up top is the bait chamber that screws on the tip. It's called
A-Cow. This looks like a lot of assembly to me.
Yeah, but it can
get
first,
I'm going to add the CO2, then show you how it works.
What's the CO2 do?
It powers the plunger go down. Hammer. Slashes him in the fucking head.
Yeah.
Oh, like the same kind of CO2 you put like on a pellet gun or a BB gun?
Yeah.
It'd be like it's like Gallagher smashing a watermelon.
If I do buy a couple of these Blitz, will you put them together for me?
Sure.
Okay, perfect.
It is now activated and ready to go. Our friend, Mr. Pirate Rat, will try to get the bait. He'll stick his head inside there, trip the trigger. And when he does... that works very well.
Man, that guy ain't got a chance.
We're now ready to slide the trap in the base.
Now,
just
let me
catch it. Pretty simple.
Will they show an actual little rat going
in
there?
Install the app on a smartphone. I still use a flip phone, so I can't use it on my phone. But
look,
my
this motherfucker's got 700 YouTube videos, and he uses a flip phone.
And guess what? He's probably got more money than all of us times 10.
Son of a bitch. Fucking Rat Monday,
app,
motherfucker.
Test it out.
Rat Monday, motherfucker.
And set it up with motion cameras and see how many mice and rats we get. We'll know it because it's on my wife's phone.
Motherfucker's
got a wife's phone.
Okay, first we'll flip it over, and there's two little clips in the bottom. You release those, and the top comes off. And this is where the battery is. It says remove before use.
By the way, it's the Bubba the Love Sponge after show. Fucking download Willie.
Yep, today's Rat Trap Monday.
And today is Mouse and Monday, or Rat Trap Monday, because we have a rat problem here. And we're trying to figure out
that we were not supposed to mention.
Back in and we'll reconnect.
You told
it.
Me. Please don't mention
and
this.
Rats don't make us dirty, people. We're all clean.
Yeah.
The building's clean. It's just that we live in a fucking warehouse in the middle of Ratville. I mean, this is not you know, big time construction. This is literally a fucking warehouse.
Yeah.
You can see that red blinking light. So we installed the app on my wife's phone and synced up the traps and tested it out 5 different times with this toy mount.
Blitz, I could put the app on you and the merch, Crick. You guys would get fucking full-blown rat reports.
Hell yeah.
And
3 a.m. You getting an alert.
You fucking get a rat report.
Beep, 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 beep.
Daddy, what? I got to go back to the studios because I got a rat report on myself. God.
House, it reads 5 kills every time we set it off. It tells you how many kills are left.
So Blitz, we can have a full-blown stat.
I'm going to do this one more time in a second.
Let me see how much this thing costs.
Okay. Should read 6. That is so powerful. Then it will connect with the trap. Connecting right there.
So,
and you get a notification every time. Now we
the
have
rats
six.
Go up in there, get hit in the head, and then just fall down by the wayside, and they think more rats are going to keep going in there?
They said they go in there for the smell.
Kills. This is a really...
You put peanut butter up in there or some bullshit?
Something like that. I would
great
think.
Feature.
Brand
I'm going to set up our
it's $180.
Oh, fuck that.
Damn.
But
how
you
much?
Get it on eBay for $75 for
you know
one.
What? I got to be honest with you.
It's $166 on Amazon.
Oh, I'm not a big buy a used shit on eBay. I'd rather spend the money and get a new
one. Well, no, most shit on eBay is new.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a smart trap in the barn, and my wife will know every time we get a kill. Let's go set it up and see what happens.
This is what I want to see, Blitz. This is where the where the rubber meets the road right here. Let's see if this really works.
Clamp your tits.
This is A24 Willie. A little fucking rat, mouse, rat, Willie. Oh, there's a couple of them. See him?
Yeah. Oh, there goes
up in there.
That's dead.
Now hold on. Did it blow him out?
Yeah.
It looked like it blew him out.
That might have been just his head.
Hold on.
Oh, there's another
there's one behind it.
It
got scared.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Yeah, so that one just got, it got his head smashed in.
Now, where did he go?
He stays in there. He stays in there and his head just smashes down.
Oh, dear.
Look at them all. God, he's got a lot of rats. See you later, buddy.
Well, the A24 smart trapping system sent my wife's phone a notification every time we caught a rodent.
This guy is a very big gangster. Sent my wife's phone.
Yeah, because he's got
two
a flip
different
phone.
Mice and a rat smelled that bait. They climbed up there, hit the trigger, and got hit with a CO2-powered plunger. Overall, the A24 system is one of the most sophisticated, high-tech, and powerful traps on the market. And with that smart technology, you can set it up, and you know when you catch a mouse or rat. Overall, it's a great trap design. It's pretty expensive, but if you like the best of the best, the A24 is the trap for you.
I swear
what
to God.
What I'm going to do with the mice and rat we caught is I'm going to set it up in my backyard and see what scavengers come along and have a rodent.
Ours are going right over the wall.
East brought to them by the A24.
Fuck that skunk. I don't want him around here either. I'll shoot him with a BB gun. Fucking skunk. Lays down a trail. Next thing you know, we have a skunk problem because we've been killing too many fucking rats. How about we bag up the rat and put it in the trash?
Exactly.
Instead of just recycling it, you're good for the environment bullshit. So let me, like, what is the best?
Oh, it shows it.
What? It shows what?
The head.
You going to show me another one? Show me another one. It's rat. By the way, it's Rat Trap Monday here at the Bubba the Love Spoon Show. We didn't even know that we were going to get into this.
So much for the Radio Hall of Fame
talk. We thought we were
going
to talk about the fact that I'm, you know, trying to, you know, get in the Radio Hall of Fame.
I've got an issue.
This is at 145.
Right at what?
Oh, so God, 145.
Is it bad?
Move this trap.
Oh, no.
It wasn't going to be working here, but guess what we got.
What's it showing, Lummy? I didn't show.
Lummy, you didn't see it?
No.
But go back. You didn't see that?
It just stomped its head.
Yeah, it broke its
guess
neck.
That's what we got.
Oh, I thought it, like, decapitated it.
No, it just breaks its neck.
Oh, dear.
He's done.
It just leaves a pile of rats there.
Yeah, because you see all the other rats there?
Yeah.
No, so are rats stupid up that they'll go over a dead rat?
I guess for that attractant, whatever they got. It's a little pouch, it says. It's a little foil pouch.
I got to be honest with you. I'm dumb as fuck, but if I had to go over Blitz's body to get a little treat, I think I might just leave Blitz lay there. Blitz, I'm sorry that you wanted the treat that killed you, but I think I'm...
This is why I want to know jump back.
Let me, does it show more?
I think so, yeah. I was looking...
Look how big that fucking rat
that's
is.
That's probably what we got, one of them.
We probably got rats that big around here.
Motherfucker. All the shit they're eating.
Yeah!
Did he get them?
They're growing. Yeah.
You got to make sure because they'll start smelling.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's why it hits your smartphone, though.
Oh, that's right. That way.
So you know how many rats are
Blitz,
dead.
That is true. Like, if it hits your, so we know, okay, if it says two, then we better be finding two bodies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And man, they take it right out, too, man. Those things are done. Look.
They're done.
Is that a cat? Oh, yeah. I hope he didn't get hit.
Meow.
Yeah. Oh, I think the cat's...
You got a shitty cat if you got rats and a cat.
Yeah, no kidding.
I like the music.
Oh, I think the cat's eating those rats now, yeah.
Yeah.
Ew. Oh, yeah.
All right, so Lummy, what's the best... I mean,
You can buy a 4-pack on Amazon for $759.
According to this thing...
What?
These are the best, they said.
I can maybe afford...
Oh, hold on. Oh. So the trap's $170 with a digital counter. If you want the fucking Wi-Fi edition, that's $65 more.
Wait, the digital counter on that thing?
There's a counter on the rat trap, but if you want the Wi-Fi notification deal, that's a separate attachment at $65. It's the upgrade pack.
That thing got 5 rats and 2 mice.
Oh, yeah.
Might be worth it. And it's Bluetooth.
So
your phone has to be, like, close to it.
Oh, that's even dumber. Oh, it's gonna everybody goes a squirrel.
Oh, it's gonna take a squirrel out too.
Oh, that's horrible.
I like squirrels. They don't.
Oh,
today for Mouse Time Monday,
we're gonna test out a brand new squirrel trap
that recently became available. You're going to want to check this. I've killed over 100 mice and 20 rats with this. And it's even worked with squirrels, but it might be slightly underpowered for such a large animal.
So they just flop around for a while?
And a long-lasting lure. The bag says if the Pied Piper was a nerdy scientist, he would have made... This is a good-sized tree to set the trap on.
Now, see, why are you going to the wild and fucking
with
them?
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
Like, I mean, if you're at your house or your basement or your business like we do, and you, I mean, it's full-blown rat ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But don't go into the wild.
Yeah, I would
like,
you know,
start by attaching the mount.
I hate
when
this
it does,
guy.
Bam, you got it. And every time there's a jolt, it reads a new number. If you push the button, you can see it says 0 kills, 0-0. Now, I just want to give a word of use this trap to kill ground squirrels in the barn. There's no laws protecting ground squirrels in buildings. So I'm going to take this off the tree and go set it up in the barn.
All right, okay. I feel better.
Okay,
now,
see,
now I feel better about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're not killing them out in the wild where they're supposed to be, then you're good.
Yeah, if they're in your house, man, fair game.
Absolutely.
Castle doctrine.
So I'm good.
Before we start killing...
Stand your ground.
Stand your ground.
Squirrels and rats and mice, I need
hey,
to...
I got me a cowboy gun now, Blitz. I think I'm here. Pew, 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 pew.
But, like, for real, like, don't go out in the woods and fucking do it. But if they're in your house, man, whatever.
Right, exactly. Like, if I see a snake at the track, I don't fuck with it. I just go away. But if there's a snake inside my trailer, I'm going to fucking shoot it.
Oh, this one's not bad.
Something... In the past, YouTube has been very strict on what I can show. Videos get very quick, clean.
Oh, but this one is pretty good, too. This one smashes it and then dumps it for you.
Oh, hold on.
In
let me.
A bucket.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I want to. Hey, you want to kiss? Want to make out?
Yeah.
Probably die. Let me give me some.
Well, you know what's going to happen? That one, the female's going to go up there and get a head squish, and the male's going to rape her.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
How to get your head up there?
Did I tell you? Did I tell you that the Nash's dog, Bentley, face fucked Bella, and
what?
I'm talking straight face fuck.
Oh, no, nice. You failed to mention that.
Straight fucking face fuck.
Did Bella like it?
No, I'm like, get her off my fucking dog. Hold on.
Her.
I'll tell you the story here in a minute.
What kind of dog do Nash's have?
A full blown, even more white triz. More white trash pit bull than I do.
Oh, no.
Bella's 74% pit bull. Bentley's 110% pit bull.
Mm.
And he's not fixed. And he's got this big old wiener that comes out when he's excited. So we took Bella back to Nashville to meet Bentley. Well, all of a sudden, Bentley just starts automatically raping her. Like,
yeah,
Bella, Bella's not fixed. I mean, Bella's fixed. So she doesn't really know. Like, she doesn't get in heat or she doesn't want to get fucked or anything like that. She just wants to be a dog. So they start sniffing each other's asses a little bit, which is what dogs do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then Bentley gets into a full-blown oral session on Bella.
Nice.
Like, licking her little titty, like, nonstop. And I'm like, stop.
So then
I pull him off, and then Bentley goes and puts his wiener right in her fucking face and just starts face-fucking the shit out of her. And that's when I was like, we're not coming back to Nashville.
Fuck that face.
My dog's getting fucked. I mean, your girlfriend already broke my fucking, you know, broke my siding. Now my dog's getting face-fucked.
Rats alive in the building now.
Yeah, you know, we didn't have a rat until we had that issue.
Yep.
I mean, for real, that's where they could be getting in at.
Yeah.
There is air. There is a gap. Blitz, do you think that gap is big enough for them to get into the wall?
It definitely is big enough.
Yeah.
Because they can get in tiny little gaps.
Yeah. And we're not talking about, we ain't got a squirrel problem. We got a motherfucking little rat problem.
Mm-hmm. And it ain't little.
Oh, no. Let me see what's up in here. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, let me check this out.
Let me see. There's another one.
I'll send it. This one scoops them after it kills them.
God.
Blitz, I don't think we need the necessary the Bluetooth $68 deal, but
no.
I do think we...
Whoa.
Hold on.
God damn.
Oh.
Yeah, see, Bob, we could do that one.
Excavator!
Today for Mousetrap Monday, we're going to test out one of the most fascinating mousetraps that
guy?
I've ever seen.
I don't know, but his hard drive.
He's fucking Mike the Mousetrap.
Watch this one. And sophisticated.
Watch this one.
The A18 trap working on this trap.
Flawlessly. So much power.
Buck,
in just an hour,
so
I got three squirrels.
It starts killing
I also got
mouse.
Two rats and a mouse at night.
I don't know where I'm
this
at.
Trap's designed for a scavenger or wild animal to come along and eat the dead squirrels. I don't want them to go to waste in the barn, so I'm going to move
victim.
Them to the compost pile and feed them to Big Mama and Big Papa the opossum. They love mice. We leave them, and I'm curious to see what they do.
All right, here we go. I had two.
Big Mama and Big Papa.
All right, let me. So this
148, it shows him live at 140, like 149. Yeah.
Here we go.
Hi, my name is Stephen Woods. Welcome to Mousetrap Monday. I'm reading his website. Mousetrapmonday.com.
Today's his big day, too. It's Monday, right?
I know. When you should call him up.
And then it fucking like it's a John Deere fucking excavator.
That's so funny.
I don't think I need that.
So these numbers
sponsored by Blippi.
Two. Get in there. Oh, maybe a third one will jump in. Oh, that one's done. Oh, there's two in there.
I wonder how much money.
Oh, they got out. They got out.
Well, he got one. The other two got out.
Hey, I got a question.
I will tell you, they're fast as fuck, ain't they?
I got a question.
What? Yeah.
What's this motherfucker doing where he's killing rats like by the fucking dozen and still has enough to do rat trap fucking
today
Mondays, man?
Monday, we're going
to
test out this guy doing? Guillotine style rodent trap from China. I'm clamming down just like this. Squeak, squeak, some peanut butter.
What a fucking.
Smells good. Better go get it.
But how many subscribers is he have?
1.75 million.
This guy's
fucking making bank, dude.
I know.
He's a rat. He's a mouse breeder, dude. Let's get real. He's this self set up
right
bullshit.
On the neck. That's what you'll see
he's
in
got
the morning.
Almost 2 million fucking subscribers.
Fucking Rap Tap Monday. I give up.
Today for Mousetrap Monday, we're gonna deal with the rodent problem.
See this house I bought straight from fucking mousetrapping.
Here in my own dining room. Recently, the weather got cold,
he's
and rodents are moving indoors.
500 million views on his YouTube.
Jesus.
How many?
500 million.
These tiny little slots on the grate, grab some food, and then go back down. So tonight, I'm going to place our Ultra Mousetrap right here.
Well, I'll tell you this. None of the mousetraps we got are really working worth a fuck. I'm just telling you. I'm open
Don't
for
lie.
Suggestions. Blitz, would you say that we go with that A24 even though it's expensive?
No, we don't need that shit. That's a waste of money.
Okay. Should we just go with the ones I've been getting?
Mm-hmm.
The double trap willies?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to order a couple. Today we are on the Howard Stern Show. You know, it's quite... I don't know if you guys think it's cool when we go on Howard, but I think it's cool.
It's awesome.
Just because... Nobody, I mean, he doesn't do that with anybody.
Nope.
No.
And, you know, I do think that I have a chance to get into the Radio Hall of Fame. And I don't want anybody to think that, you know, I think that I'm trying to get into the Radio Hall of Fame because I got Howard maybe pushing me or something like that. I really do truly believe in the research that I've done that I'm as good as a lot of people in the
Radio
Hall of
Fame. Dude, there's no question.
And I think that I'm worthy. I don't think I should use the word deserve. I think I'm worthy.
Yes.
Of and my 36 years of radio, having been syndicated in, oh my God, everything from Anna. Maybe when you how old Anna? What year were you born?
87.
Yeah. So you know what? One time I was on KIOZ in San Diego. Did you know that?
I did not.
I was afternoon drive for 2 years in KIOZ in San Diego.
Oh, dang.
They did KIOZ and WFLZ when Clear Channel or iHeart, or it was Clear Channel at the time, when they bought KIOZ. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what to do with it, so they just simulcasted for like a year the Power Pig. And so since I did nights on the Power Pig, it was afternoon drive in San Diego.
Ooh.
And so... you know, I've been, if you look at the criteria of Hall of Fame, you've had to have been, I think, was it nationally syndicated or in radio at least 20 years or something like that. And so I if you don't ask and you don't put it out there, then sometimes shit, right.
Doesn't hurt to ask.
So I reached out, Blitz. I know, I looked at the committee. And I know quite a few people on the committee.
Yeah.
And I reached out to
them. Yeah, I saw the committee.
And I reached out for him, and I said, hey, would you consider nominating me? And four of them, and all four was like, yeah, absolutely. And I asked a couple other my radio friends, people in the industry, to nominate me. So I think I'll at least get nominated.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think after the nomination process is when the fan vote comes in,
okay.
I think. But maybe you can look into, but if they're going to get all this done and organized, because I know the gala or the is in November
yep.
in New York, I know that it probably has to start relatively soon.
Is it New York or Chicago?
No, it's New York.
Well, the deadline for submissions is March 31st, I think it said.
Right. So I'm thinking March 31st is the deadline. Sometime in April, they probably rough in who the 24 nominees are. And then they rough that down to 16, and then those are the people. Like, if you look at last year's list, which would be, let me see, 2023 radio. Oh, here we go, class of 2023. No, that would have been 2022. Oh yeah, hold on.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Send it to me. Let me. Bow, bow, bow. Here we go. Let me, when are we going to do our next, when are we going to do our next podcast?
You want to do it, not next week, the following week?
I
can build some more questions up.
That's what you said this morning, Bubba, you want to do a few that week.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
Doug Banks, which I'm familiar with Doug. I don't know who Mr.
James Brown, the musician.
Legendary singer to be inducted as a radio station owner. Okay. Bob Coburn.
Wait, what are you looking at? I'm sorry, what are you looking at?
Yeah, this isn't, let me, this isn't.
I can't. I don't know.
Let me.
2022 radio.
Yeah, this isn't it. Let me. This isn't. This is the
2022.
So last year of radio and is this?
That's the people who made it in last year. Then
the Museum of Communications announced today.
Legends of Radio is different, I think.
Yes, it is.
Oh yeah, because Broadway Bill. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you're a fucking idiot.
Well, they. I'm sorry,
there's no excuse.
I'm sorry, Bubba. Broadway Bill. I mean, he's a legend.
Here's the class of 2022. Broadway Bill Lee, legendary guy from New York. Absolutely. I concur.
These are the people that made it in last year.
Carol Miller. And again, Blitz, these are guys who are just on one radio station.
I know.
You know, most of their life. Same with Carol Miller at Q104 in New York. Great broadcaster, had been there. It's legendary. She's great nonetheless. Chris Mad Dog Russo.
I get that.
I get that, too. Ellen Kay. Ellen's a good friend of mine. I know her husband more than I know her, but she was Rick Dees' longtime co-host and then went on to the AC station, the Clear Channel, or the iHeart AC station, KOST, in Los Angeles, and instantaneously went to number one. She's been in radio 20-plus years. Abso-fucking-lutely. Jeff's, this guy's... a radio executive. I don't know who this guy is.
Country Countdown USA?
You don't know this guy?
No.
Lon Helton?
No.
Oh, come on.
Not Marv.
I don't know Marv either. Susie Waltman, I know that she was huge for the Yankees for years and WFAN, so I would say that she's very deserving. Walt Baby Love. He's been in radio a very long time on a national gospel show that's on the weekends.
He does a weekend show?
Yeah.
And he's number for you?
That's it?
That was all from, yeah.
No,
yeah,
that's the inductees from last year.
That's it?
Yeah, just from last year, though.
I thought there were...
What?
I thought there were...
Are you looking at the nominees, maybe?
Maybe. So anyway... I'm as good as everyone on probably.
What about Ellen Kay though?
Ellen, I would probably not be better, but comparable.
It says that the inductees would be announced in July.
In what?
Where's July?
July.
Did you take?
I had a. I'm sorry.
Speech impediment pills today.
No, I burped up. I'm sorry.
So what's
you
the
did what?
What you did? What?
I had a little burp. I'm sorry. A little air bubble came up through my throat, out my mouth. July.
Just keep asking Lovey questions and it gets worse.
It does.
So they announced the inductees in July.
Yes. And then it looks like the Hall of Fame is November is when they came up with it. So
when was last year's?
November 1st.
Okay.
In Chicago on Tuesday, November 1st.
Tuesday, November 1st. Okay. When is this year's NASCAR, Las Vegas NASCAR race? Let me ask Alexa. Hey, Alexa, when is the 2023 NASCAR Las Vegas second race?
Sorry, I don't have an answer for that.
Let me usually you there for me.
No, It looks like September.
No, it's not in September.
No, that's what last year. So I'm trying to look 2023. I'm sorry. I'll
just look for it myself.
October.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's October.
Las Vegas, NASCAR.
The fall race.
Oh, October 15th?
Fall race.
Mm-hmm. It's the 13th. The 13th through the 16th is like the race weekend.
Yep, you're right. That's when I thought.
Yes, you're right.
Isn't that when Ronnie's going to probably have his deal?
Oh, I don't know anything about that. I'm not saying nothing.
Mm. Okay. So anyway, nonetheless.
But you might be in Vegas that weekend anyway, so.
Yeah. So anyway, I would just hate for the radio for me to actually make the Radio Hall of Fame and it'd be the same weekend that Ronnie's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
What would you pick at that?
Ooh. Probably Ronnie's wedding.
Yeah.
You'd miss the radio fucking Hall of Fame?
Yeah. They're still going to induct you in it.
I don't really think I have to worry about it though. Cuz I think that they're not even close to being. I think I'm good on that. I think I got to go to Amazon and order some fucking rat traps.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I'm thinking. I'm gonna do that today. All right, cool. I think I'm pretty much over this shit.
I'm gonna go change some oil.
Woo-hoo! Oh yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. We gotta do that right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
Perfect. I'm gonna go put a different shirt on. I brought a different shirt and shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Anna, give me like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And we'll put Gus on the rack.
Old Gus.
We'll put Gus on the rack. Blitz, what's that? Is it a 15 or for the oil drain plug? Do you know what it is? Is it a 15?
I don't remember. Probably a 14, maybe.
All right,
15?
Cool. All right, cool. We're gonna go do. And I don't think I'm gonna tape this or nothing. I mean, it's just me and Blitz. You know, it'll
do a quick change.
It's literally gonna take us 15 minutes.
Excellent. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
What, Lummy?
I said I'm gonna go run to FedEx then, if that's the case.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, to get Canadian wrap stuff.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody.